VOA News, I'm David Berg. A summary of a July phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky shows that Trump asked for Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Trump is shrugging off accusations of wrongdoing.
President Trump continues shrugging off accusations that he pressured Ukraine's leader into investigating Joe Biden and his son. A rough transcript of their July call released by the White House shows the president repeatedly pushing his counterpart to probe the Bidens. He says there was no pressure.
Turned out to be a nothing call.
But House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the notes reflect otherwise, that the president implicitly forced Ukraine to get dirt on a political rival.
The classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
Calling it powerful evidence of an impeachable offense. The call is part of a whistleblower complaint against the president, and Schiff says his panel hopes to hear from the whistleblower this week, though the administration's been keeping Congress from seeing the complaint itself. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Late Wednesday, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that he was not pushed by President Trump to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking at the UN with Trump, he said, "I don't want to be involved in democratic open elections of the U.S." The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change painted a grim picture in a report issued as world leaders met at the UN. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The oceans and the icy parts of the world are in big trouble, and that means we're all in big trouble, too.
Michael Oppenheimer, professor of geosciences and international affairs at Princeton University, one of the lead authors of the report.
If we don't slow down emissions and we stay on a high emissions trajectory, sea level is going to rise faster and faster.
That's Shelley Adler. This is VOA News. Britain's main opposition leader, Boris Johnson, or rather has rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's taunting demand for a no-confidence vote in the government. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said that he won't support a new election unless a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. Johnson, meanwhile, said he and the British people still want Britain out of the EU by October 31st.
They want Brexit done. I want Brexit done, and people want us out on October the 31st.
Johnson accuses his opponents of being scared of the verdict of the public for refusing to back an election. Britain's Supreme Court ruled that Johnson had violated the law by suspending Parliament ahead of the Brexit deadline. The United States is stepping up pressure on China over the treatment of Muslims in the western Xinjiang region. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
The Trump administration is increasing pressure on Beijing over what it says is the systemic oppression of ethnic minority Muslims. During this week's UN General Assembly, the State Department hosted a panel to highlight the struggle of Muslim Uyghurs from far western China. Uyghurs at the meeting say the Chinese government have placed thousands in re-education camps, forced them to live with minders in their homes, and surveilled and harassed them both at home and abroad. China says the camps are for vocational training, and crackdowns on Uyghurs are necessary to root out Muslim extremists. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The first commercial flights from Beijing's new international airport took off on Wednesday, an airport that cost $63 billion to build and is roughly the size of 100 football fields. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The $63 billion project was finished in less than 5 years, designed by the late architect Zaha Hadid. China is forecast to overtake the United States as the world's top aviation market by 2022. Daxing aims to relieve pressure on Capital International Airport in the city's northeast, where capacity constraints often mean flight delays. And with China weathering its worst economic slowdown in decades and still locked in a U.S. trade war, Beijing also hopes Daxing will give a boost to the country's growth in infrastructure. The airport's main airlines will be China Southern and China Eastern, but British Airways and Finnair are among 50 foreign airlines that plan to move there.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters reporting. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's deadlocked elections have left the country paralyzed. Rivlin has the responsibility of selecting the candidate he believes has the best chance of forming a coalition government after neither Netanyahu or his primary challenger, Benny Gantz, captured the required support of the parliamentary majority. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.
VOA. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.